A valid authorization must be in writing and be in plain English or clear in any language in which it is presented so that the patient understands what they are authorizing. It must describe the information to be disclosed. It must identify the person authorized to make the requested disclosure. So in other words, the covered entity must be clearly specified. It must identify the person to whom the disclosure is to be made so that the covered entity knows who to share the information with. It must describe the purpose of the requested disclosure. It can say something as simple as at the request of individual. It doesn't have to be anything complex, but it should describe a purpose. It should have an expiration date or an expiration event. It should have the signature of the patient or the patient's authorized representative and the date. And it should include mandatory statements concerning the following: the individual's right to revoke, which would affect future disclosure. So it should have some statement to the effect that while the individual or patient is authorizing disclosure, that person can change their minds later on. It's just that if you change your mind later on, it's a forward-looking. It can't impact disclosures that have already been validly made under the authorization. The fact that the provider cannot condition treatment on whether the patient has signed an authorization is also a required statement for a written authorization or consent. There are limited circumstances beyond the scope of this discussion, but for the most part, you cannot do this as a covered entity. The potential for redisclosure, that is for the information to be shared with another person. So when someone signs an authorization, they must be told that once the information is shared from a covered entity to whomever it's being shared with, there's always a possibility that that recipient can further disclose it, especially when that recipient isn't a covered entity or a business associate. So it loops us right back to our foundational premise, which is that HIPAA applies to a covered entity and a business associate. If you're not one of those things, you don't have to follow HIPAA. And so if a covered entity is sharing your information based on authorization with someone, and that someone isn't subject to HIPAA, there is a risk of redisclosure. HIPAA says the authorization must notify the patient of that potential.